I'm Jenna Adamson, and you are listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, in Democratic race, who's that third candidate? Stephen Colbert tries to remember the name of that third Democratic candidate, while Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers demonstrate how the DNC debate moderators kept cutting off Martin O'Malley. And Jessica Williams fact-checks whether O'Malley is even running. Listen to Fallon, Meyers, Colbert, Williams, and Larry Wilmore on the latest Democratic debate in today's Punchlines.
There was another presidential debate on Sunday night, and this time it was the Democrats. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and I want to say Martin O'Mutley. Milton O'Mangle. Munch me muffler. I know.
In fact, at one point, Bernie Sanders attacked Hillary Clinton for taking $600,000 in speaking fees from Goldman Sachs. In response, Hillary was like, oh, come on, that was one speech. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Hey, break.
So we had another top-secret Democratic debate last night. This time, they tried to hide it on NBC. Yes, they did. I found it there. It's like NBC 3 or something like that. And both sides came out swinging.
I have made it clear, based on Senator Sanders' own record, that he has voted with the NRA, with the gun lobby, numerous times.
I don't take money from big banks. If Teddy Roosevelt were alive today, the old Republican trustbuster, what he would say is, these guys are too powerful.
Actually, if Teddy Roosevelt were alive today, he'd say, please stop keeping me alive. I'm 157 years old. And my life is not but suffering and indignity. I yearn for the sweet embrace of death. Oh, also, yeah, you should probably break up the banks. You're probably right. That's what he would say. Let's be honest.
This whole election, Democrats have been hiding, but this was the worst.
This time we have a Sunday night on a holiday weekend. There are NFL football playoffs, and as somebody mentioned to me on Twitter, Downton Abbey on tonight.
It's going against Downton Abbey, a new episode.
Why is Sunday night? I mean, Sunday night it's Downton Abbey night. Sunday night is Madam Detective night.
Yes, last night, America would rather have watched Madam Detective, a TV show that, for the record, does not exist.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley got less than half the speaking time of either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton in last night's Democratic debate. And I gotta say, it did seem pretty unfair.
We'll begin with 45-second opening statements from each candidate, starting with Governor Martin O'Malley.
Thank you.
All right, that's time. And then we do have to move on.
That was too short. That wasn't a full 45 seconds.
And the other Democratic candidate, Martin O'Malley, was also at the debate. But it seemed like every time O'Malley tried to jump in, the other candidates and moderators just cut him off. Well, O'Malley was not happy about it. In fact, here he is in an interview this morning talking about how he was treated.
So I thought last night's debate was...
Oh, you get the idea. I mean, I
to dig through it all, here's Jessica Williams with what the actual facts.
Back to the Democratic debate. For one claim that seemed truly, and I mean... truly unbelievable.
My name is Martin O'Malley. I'm running for president.
Yeah. I know. Trevor, it surprised me too. But as a professional fact checker, I am obliged to consider everything. So, first, is this man actually named Martin O'Malley? I did a reverse Google image search, which revealed that this person is either a former governor of Maryland or a stock photo of someone named Man in Suit. The second part of this person's statement, I'm running for president, is actually a real head scratcher. He has previously made the same claim during an appearance on a late night talk show. But that show has a history of making questionable claims about presidential candidates. So, Martin O'Malley takes himself seriously, but nobody else does. I rate this claim a Sean Penn.
Oh. So in the battle between Clinton, Sanders, and the other guy, we should probably mention the other guy. Who was that again? God, I can't remember. Is he still in it?
What, 60 seconds for this? Can I get 30 seconds, too?
Andrea, just, sorry, just a moment, Governor.
Get my 30 seconds?
But
30 seconds.
Family time.
I have a question for you.
You know, I think since Senator Sanders followed up.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.